Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio, and here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good afternoon and welcome to Oracle Open World 2014 here from Moscone West in beautiful San Francisco, California. Really excited about this next segment. We've got someone we haven't spoken to in a while, but it's always good to have him on. We have Mr. Steven Rivett. How you doing with Chainsys?
Very good, Michael. Glad to be back with you.
It's great. It's great to have you back on. I know last time we spoke was in Vegas.
Yeah, we were out at Collaborate 14 and we're really pleased to be here in San Francisco at the Open World event. We're here regularly and good to be back with you again.
Yeah, it's always great. Last time you saw me, I was using my shirt to pay for a plane ticket after Vegas.
Well, that's one of the things when you're a young guy trying to make your way in the radio business.
That's right. All right, so who'd you bring with you? You're not alone today.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited to have with me my colleague and the right honorable gentleman to my left, Austin Davis. Yeah. He's our Vice President of Sales and Marketing, and we're pleased to have him here today with one of our clients.
Greetings, everyone, and really liking this Open World event this year. A lot of buzz, a lot of excitement, and we're glad to be here.
So who do you have with you?
So to my left here, I've got Alan Daly, and he's one of my customers from Great Batch. And we recently finished a data conversion project, and he's here to share some of his experiences, some of his thoughts, and share some of that with us today.
All right, so Tell me a little bit about what you guys do and what's the mission and purpose for you guys.
Well, I'm a senior manager at Great Batch in our ERP area, Oracle applications area, and we're a medical device products company, and we're well known in our field and one of the premier manufacturers of components and medical device products used across the industry.
Alan's being a little shy there, modest. Yeah, he's actually with an organization that was instrumental in medical device in the area of the heart and science for circulation. So,
yep, that's true.
That's true too.
We're well known. We're very well known in cardio neuro stimulation world and throughout that technical area.
So, what are you doing with these two guys here?
Well, I came in to talk a little bit about our recent experience with Chainsys and an implementation that we just completed using their services, and they asked me to come in and talk a little bit about what we achieved and how things are going.
So, what exactly did they do for you guys?
Well, they came to us with a unique solution to migrate a large amount of data for us in a very unique initiative that we had planned, and we discussed our needs with them, and we arrived at a solution approach that we felt was going to work for us, so we decided to move forward, and I think we ended up in a really good place, and that's why I'm here to talk about that.
All right, so Steven, how did you guys get hooked up with these guys?
Well, we've been talking to them for a number of years, and recently we were able to showcase our App Migrate product, which really is a ETL tool, I like to say, on steroids. It allows you to move data from Oracle 11i to R12 in a very robust and built-in process methodology that has been significantly successful at Great Batch. Austin?
Yeah, one of the really important things about this tool that I know Alan and his whole team really came to us for is the consistency and repeatability. And maybe, Alan, you can share a little bit about why that was such a critical aspect of this particular engagement.
Well, we had a very aggressive timeline and a large amount of things to get done in that short amount of time, and it was important for us to have a solution in place that we could move through our methodology with certainty and with repeatability and achieve a very defined set of results each time, and that's what Chainsys brought to the table, and that's why we engaged to do work with them.
Another thing is, the flexibility of how the tool is designed to work within a challenging environment, and a lot of things can happen during data conversions. And that's another thing that I think Alan and team are really after here, is the flexibility.
Well, the flexibility of the entire approach gave us the ability to focus on other high value activities within the project and not spend so much time with that very labor intensive and resource intensive activity around scrubbing data, making individual data decisions, and determining unique rules for exceptions. And the ETL on steroids concept that ChainSys has brought to the table took those, you know, very, very time consuming tasks and turned them into a set of easily configurable software selections that the ChainSys team controlled and then put in place for us just by interviewing us about what our data needs were and understanding exactly what the source and the target business rules would be. It made it a very, very easy process for us.
One of the other advantages we think that bringing this timeline or shrinking the timeline down is that the ROI, the cost savings that come with that are achieved just based on that time reduction. So we're very pleased to have participated in cost savings for Great Batch as well.
One of the repeating themes that we've heard in a lot of the presentations here was that the IT team comes back to the business with an estimate of how long it should take to achieve this, and the business says, you know what, I'd like you to do it in, you know, 30% less time than that. And so we had an aggressive timeline, and we needed to achieve it, and we needed to achieve it with a very high degree of precision and success. And had we taken a classic development approach for all the conversion activities that we needed to achieve on this project with programmers, with functional specs, technical specs, development, unit testing, et cetera, we would not have been able to achieve that timeline.
Alan, you're talking about innovation. Maybe Austin could talk a little bit more about how our AppMigrate product is innovative in other ways.
Yeah, some of the really cool parts about this product, coming out of the box, you get a lot of pre-configured templates. And I think that's what was one of the huge factors that Alan and his team were able to benefit from, is out of the box, they had something to start with. They didn't have to start empty. And that leapfrogged them into a testing cycle where they're able to see their data pretty rapidly. And the innovation behind this tool is it gets the job done. You get to the same place, you just do it faster. And in the end, we all know that data still is data. It has to be transformed. You're not going to get good data magically. It still has to be looked at by the owners of the business. And the tool provides the capability, both from an IT perspective, from a business perspective, to take ownership, clean that data, get it into your new system as quickly and as cleanly and as efficiently as possible.
So, Alan, I'm sure you were looking at other options besides ChainSys. What made you go with them over some of their competitors?
Well, they have a proven track record, obviously, and their domain expertise in that area really made them a logical choice. And we really didn't see other competitors that could bring all of that to the table. And that's why we chose them.
Well, and they followed through. Right? I mean, they didn't just say they were going to do something, they actually did it, and I'm sure they exceeded your expectations.
No, the delivery was as we expected, and the support that we received after our implementation was in place was exactly what was needed and what we expected. And they committed to achieve a certain body of work for us. They delivered it, and we're in a great place because of all that.
Yeah. I remember there were some of those late night calls. Alan woke me up in the middle of the night. You know, I wasn't so happy then, and he wasn't so happy then either. But, you know, we got through it. And I think that was a demonstration that we worked together.
It's a partnership, right?
It's a partnership. Every data conversion is a partnership.
Stephen, how rewarding is it to be here at Open World with a very satisfied client and just seeing that you guys are making an impact? I mean, that's the return on your investment, right?
Absolutely. And what we're really pleased about is Alan and some of his team have been able to come and talk on our behalf and share their experience, which lightens up the crowd, gives us more opportunities out there in the marketplace. From a business development standpoint, we're very eager to partner with other clients, and that's what we're here all about this week, is to spend some time talking to folks and making them feel comfortable with that exact thing, partnership, follow through, and results.
Alan, real quick, how many other partners have you had that have taken a call at 2:30 in the morning and stayed with you and stayed up with you and got through some pains with you?
Well, you know, you don't, there aren't many, first of all.
Sure.
And you never know when that's going to happen.
Right.
And when it does happen, you need someone to pick the phone up and take action and listen to what's going on. And it just shows a level of commitment that they are right there with you. And they signed up for everything that we expected them to sign up for. So in that regard, it was all good.
Any other points you guys want to leave the listeners with before we check out?
Well, I'm just really pleased that you were able to invite us back to spend some time with
you.
We
wouldn't have missed it, man.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
It's always good to spend some time chit-chatting more than trying to drive home a presentation or convince somebody that this is what you need. It's better to have a conversation and share some of the thoughts and feelings and actual results. And we appreciate you allowing us to come on and spend some time with you. Thank you very much.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. Real quick before we head out, coordinates for Gray Bash, where can people go to learn more about you guys?
Well, our website is www.greatbatch.com, and we have a great website that explains all about our company, our various divisions, and our products. So that would be the best place to look in on us.
Great. And for ChainSys, maybe a place where they can get in contact, get some white papers, get some information?
Yeah, www.chainsys.com, and that's chain-sys.com.
Great. Well, Stephen, you hit another home run, man.
Thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate being here, and we'll look forward to seeing you out in Vegas in the spring.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that, man.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Michael Lauer here for the Business Radio X family and for OAUG. We'll see you in a little bit at Oracle Open World 2014.